I'm sure you've noticed that there's a great deal of disunity in the world today. We can see from our neighbors to the south that people are becoming more and more divided, more and more polarized. We use labels such as conservative, liberal, right, left, traditional, progressive to define different groups. In fact, the idea of unity seems like a far-fetched fantasy.
实际呢，在这种不团结的这种想法呢，在体育界，在更衣室出现问题的时候，也是有这种问题，团队不和。
The home and the church are no better than the world.
家庭和教会也不比世界更好。
40% of children will go to sleep tonight without a father around.
今天晚上40%的孩子睡觉的时候没有爸爸在旁边陪着他们。
The divorce rate for couples is around 50% with almost no difference in the church or out of the church.
夫妻的离婚率将近50%，无论是在教会里还是教会之外都没什么不同。
So what about the church?
那么教会怎么样呢？
Did you know that there are over 6,000 different denominations?
你们知道在世界上有超过6,000个不同的基督教宗派吗？
Since the beginning of the church, there's been more, it's become more and more splintered.
实际从一开始，教会呢，自有史以来就在不断的进行分裂。
Along with denominational differences, local churches are facing increased polarization from those that attend the church.
除了宗派的不同，教会里面信徒们的分裂也在不断的增长。
Pastors aren't trusted.
牧师不被相信。
Lawsuits among Christians are on the rise.
信徒之间矛盾增加。
Gossip reigns supreme.
传播各种流言蜚语占了上风。
Giving is down, yet wanting is up.
像这种给呀，还有是获得呀，各种事情都是纠缠不休。
Abuse of children is becoming more and more common.
虐待儿童也更加普遍。
Infighting, bickering, impatience, immorality, and a total disregard for the lost is common.
内部的纷争、吵闹、烦躁、邪恶，以及对于失丧灵魂完全的忽视，变得很普遍了。
But virtues such as unity, kindness, patience, and a zeal for evangelism is declining.
反而像合一、慈爱、忍耐，以及对于传福音的热情在减退。
Men and women who call themselves Christians reject the church to pursue their own spirituality.
很多称自己为基督徒的人反对教会，去追求自己所谓的灵性。
There's the idea that they can do it better.
他们有自己的想法，觉得能做得更好。
Instead of building each other up, people spend time blaming each other and tearing each other down.
不是彼此建立，很多人花时间相互责备，相互拆毁。
When you look at the church, it's easy to focus on the negatives.
当你看教会的时候，很容易就集中于他们消极的方面。
We do it with everything.
其实我们总是那么做，对什么事儿都这样。
Instead, we should look at these things as opportunities for the church to learn and unite as brothers and sisters in Christ, as Christ desires.
但其实我们应该把这种消极的事情呢，看作一个机会，让我们可以好好的学习，像基督所期望的弟兄姐妹那样合一。
Now this seems impossible and overwhelming, and maybe it is, but that is where we need to rely on the Lord.
这看起来似乎是不可能的，难办到，但它当然也许可能是这样啊，但其实这正是我们需要学习依靠神的地方。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 1 to 4, Paul uses an if-then logical argument.
在腓立比书2章1到4节，保罗使用了如果那么这种逻辑论据。
He says if certain things are true, then we're obligated to do certain things.
他说如果某些事情真的是真的，那么我们就应该去做那些事。
So in these few verses, I hope we'll come to understand why we should be united with other Christians and how to fulfill this great goal.
所以通过这几节经文, 希望我们会理解为什么我们应该跟其他的基督徒联合，以及怎样实施这一伟大的目标。
The first thing we learn here is to see ourselves as Christ does.
首先最重要的一件事是我们把自己看成基督，基督做什么我们就做什么。
Paul reveals that true identity or true unity can occur when the church recognizes and lives out its identity in Christ.
保罗表明，当教会认识到并且活出他在基督里身体的那个基督里的身份的时候，就能够达到真正的合一。
Paul begins this section with the word therefore.
保罗从一个词开始，这词就是所以。
This marks a shift in the focus in Paul's writing from the church's struggle with external issues to the problems within the church.
这标志着保罗他的写作是从关注教会外面的事情转移到了教会内部来了。
You see, Paul recognizes and knows that unity begins from within and is critical to the mission of the church.
保罗认识到这个合一啊，必须从教会内部开始。否则呢，这个因为他对教会的事工是至关重要的。
In chapter 2, verse 1, Paul shares why you and I should be unified within the body of Christ.
在腓立比书二章一节，在屏幕上打出来了啊，保罗分享了为什么你和我应该跟基督的身体联合。
You see, his approach isn't to tell you what you should do, but rather what's already been done to you by God.
他讲的这些并不是告诉我们我们应该做什么，而是讲那些已经被神做成了的事。
Paul writes here. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love.If there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion.
保罗在这里写道，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
You see, Paul begins his discussion on unity by appealing to the Philippians' relationship in Christ.
保罗呢，其实开始讲这个合一，通过呼吁。
We mistake unity when we try to found it on our own common identity. We might use ethnicity, language, profession, or any other outward standard.
我们可能使用像种族啊、语言啊、职业，或者是其他外在的这种标准来达到合一。
But biblical unity doesn't start with us, but it begins with our identity in Christ.
但圣经里的合一并不是从我们开始的，而是从我们在基督里的身份开始。
So Paul lists four blessings that stem from being in Christ.
保罗列出了来自于基督里的四样祝福。
The first blessing is encouragement.
第一个祝福是劝勉或者说鼓励。
In the midst of suffering, we need encouragement.
在苦难之中，我们需要劝勉。
The word translated encouragement describes someone who comes alongside us, directs us, and encourages us to press on.
被翻译成劝勉的这个希腊词描述了某些人，他们陪着我们一起走，指导我们，并且鼓励我们奋力前行。
This is the same word that Jesus used when he spoke of the Holy Spirit as the Comforter in John 14:16.
这是在约翰福音第十四章十六节，当耶稣基督提到了圣灵作为保惠师或者说安慰者他的身份的时候所使用的那个词儿。
Have you ever wanted to give up spiritually?
在灵性上，你们想过放弃吗？
I think all of us have.
我想我们都想过。
The reason you haven't given up and given in is because God refuses to give up on you.
我们到现在都没有放弃的原因，在这里给了出来，是因为神拒绝放弃我们。
He gives you staying power and preserves you through encouragement.
神给了我们忍耐力，并且通过鼓励帮助我们。
When you think you can't carry on, you need to recognize the Lord is your encouragement.
当你觉得你都挺不下去的时候，你应该意识到的是主是你的安慰。
He does it through His Word, His Spirit, and His Church.
他通过他的话，也就是圣经，还有圣灵和教会来鼓励你。
Now the second blessing is comfort.
那么第二样的祝福是安慰。
Now I'm not talking about material comfort. Rather, I'm talking about God's comfort in times of struggle.
在这里我们谈的并不是物质上的安慰，相反谈的是在遇到挫折的时候，神在灵性上给我们的安慰。
The most tangible way is through our brothers and our sisters.
在我们遇见最难的时候，那个神给我们的安慰的那种方式。
When we're comforted, it brings us together.
当我们被安慰的时候，我们被带到了一起。
When we experience God's love, it produces unity.
当我们经历神的爱的时候，爱就应该产生合一。
No one of us has earned a share in the kingdom.
在神的国度里，我们没有人能从别人那里得到爱。
We are all recipients of God's redeeming love.
我们实际都是神救赎的大爱的接受者。
When you're hurting and discouraged, God will bring you comfort.
当你受伤、沮丧的时候，神会安慰你。
You see, the Trinity understands suffering.
三位一体的真神了解苦难。
God the Father gave up His Son to die on the cross for the sins of all of us.
神差遣了爱子为所有我们所有的人的罪死在了十字架上。
Jesus' own family didn't believe in him until after the resurrection.
直到耶稣从死里复活，耶稣的家人才开始相信。
He was betrayed by his disciples.
他的门徒还背叛了他。
The Jewish people that he came to save rejected him and called to have him crucified.
他来拯救那些犹太人民啊，喊着把他钉在十字架拒绝他。
We too cause God pain when we live in disobedience.
当我们在背逆中生活的时候，我们也让神痛苦。
When the Bible says God understands, we know it to be true.
当圣经说神懂得这个话的时候，我们知道那是真的。
Thirdly, we have fellowship.
第三项祝福，我们有交通或者说团契。
This phrase should be understood in the sense of unity and oneness which results from the Spirit indwelling all believers.
这个词呢应该被理解为合一或者说统一的意思，那是来自于信徒内部所住的圣灵来的力量。
When you feel alone, God wants you to know that He is present with you at all times.
当你觉得孤独的时候，神想让你知道他一直都跟你在一起。
He will never leave you or forsake you.
他永远不会离开你或者抛弃你。
He continues to work in you.
他不断地在你们里面做工。
He not only grants you eternal fellowship, but offers you fellowship here within the Christian family.
他不但给予你来自永恒的那种交通，也在这里供给你在基督徒家庭里的那种交通。
We should value one another as a gift from God.
我们应该重视从神来的这种祝福。
The fourth blessing is love and compassion.
第四个祝福是慈悲怜悯。
God is the one who's modeled to us perfect love and compassion.
神是为我们做出了完美的榜样，显明了爱和怜悯的那一位。
He never disappoints.
他从来不让我们失望。
He always meets our deepest needs.
他总是满足我们最深的需要。
He knows just how to express His great love for us.
他也知道如何向我们表达他的大爱。
The truth is, even your pastor will fail and disappoint you.
事实是，即使我是牧师，我仍然会辜负你的期望，让你失望。
There will be times when he is not aware of the suffering and struggles that you're going through.
会有那种时候，我甚至都没意识到你正在经历苦难的挣扎。
Fortunately, God is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
幸运的是，神比我们强得多，他是那位比我们的兄弟更加亲密的朋友。
God knows everything that you have endured and will endure.
神知道你已经忍受的和将来还要忍受的每一件事。
He is there to show you the love and compassion that you need.
他在那里显明给你你所需要的
So on the basis of Paul's plea in chapter 2, verse 1, he makes four more statements that relate to our unity as members of the body of Christ.
在保罗写的腓立比书二章一节的屏幕上，这个教导的基础之上，他进一步增加了四项声明，他们跟我们作为基督徒的合一有关，保罗在这里强调。
Paul is basically saying, if you love me, make me happy living it out in unity.
保罗说的意思，你们如果爱我的话，你就应该使我感到喜乐，你们就应该学习在主里面合一。
In chapter 2, verse 2, Paul issues the lone command in this section, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
保罗说在腓立比书二章二十节，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
The command here to make complete means literally to make full or to fill.
这个命令呢，使我满足，字面上的意思就是使之充满。
Paul doesn't get excited about money, possessions, acclaim, or ministry success. He receives joy from the unity of God's people.
Paul 在这里并不是因为金钱、财产、赞美或者施工的成就而激动，实际上是从神的子民的合一当中呢，得到欢喜。
As a pastor, that too is one of the great joys in my life.
作为一位牧师，那也是我生命当中感觉特别喜乐的事情之一。
And Paul's desire was to see that joy overflowing.
保罗的愿望是看到喜乐满溢，不仅仅高兴，还要满溢溢出来。
Let me share an illustration. How many of you have ever ordered an iced coffee at Starbucks? And when the drink comes, it's filled with 3/4 ice.
我跟大家分享一件事，你们有多少人在星巴克买过冰咖啡？当拿到手的时候，里面四分之三都是满满的冰。
That's maddening because it's something that costs over $4. The cup gave the impression of being filled to the brim, but it was filled with a cheap substitute, ice. You see, like that, you may seek joy in things that don't really matter in this life or in the next.
就像冰咖啡一样，你可能在生活当中那些无关紧要的事情上花时间寻找快乐。Yet
God urges you to seek your fulfillment and chief joy in Him and live it out within the unity of the body of Christ.
但是神鼓励我们在与时间和永恒有关的事情上面寻求满足和大喜乐。
So Paul follows up his command with four responses to our identity in Christ.
那保罗接着谈他的命令，谈到了我们对基督身份应该有的四个反应。
Firstly, he says, be of the same mind.
首先他说，你们要意念相同。
Now it doesn't mean we should have the same opinions or agree about everything.
这并不是意味着我们应该有同样的想法，或者是每件事都意见一致。
Paul's desire is for unity, not uniformity.
保罗希望的是合一，或者说叫团结，而不是一致。
Uniformity is usually something that's forced.
一致通常都是被强迫出来的。 The
English word uniformity has within it the word uniform.
英文单词的一致，uniformity是从单词制服，uniform扩展出来的。Uniform
means to dress alike, look alike, sound alike, think alike, act alike.
这个跟我们穿的一样，这个uniform它的意思是，你穿的是一样的，看着一样，听着一样，想法一样，行动也一样。
But that's not healthy or biblical.
但那既不健康，也不合乎圣经的教导。You
see, unity comes from deep within.
这个合一实际是来自于我们内部深层次的东西。
It's the inner desire to conduct oneself in a cooperative manner, to be on the same team, to go for the same objectives for the benefit of one another.
它是一个人内部的愿望在集体行动中表达。 达出来的外部的表现，它表现在同一个团体当中，大家奔着同一个目标，为了彼此共同的利益来奋斗。
Secondly, we're to maintain the same love.
其次，我们应该维持同样的爱。
Now we need to be honest.
让我们都诚实一点。
There may be some Christians you don't like.
可能有些基督徒是你不喜欢的。
They said Christians are like porcupines.
基督徒就像是豪猪一样。
They have many good points, but they're hard to get close to.
他们满身都是刺儿，有许多优点，但是难以接近。
The main reason is their prickly personalities keep needling each other.
主要原因是他们难处的个性让彼此之间互相刺痛。
But that's okay.
但也不是不能相处。
The Bible's command to love is the foundation on which the relationship is to be built.
圣经对爱的命令是，它要建立关系为前提。
Regardless, true biblical love deals with incompatibility and differences.
无论如何，真正的来自于圣经的爱要处理不相容和不同。
This is the test of biblical love.
这是圣经当中爱的试炼。
It's fairly easy to follow these expectations when the body is functioning well. But what about when the body is behaving badly?
当基督的身体，也就是教会运转良好的时候，满足这些愿望是容易的。但是要身体出了问题的时候，会怎么样呢？
This is where love takes over and wins the day.
那么就需要爱来接管才能得胜。
Then where Paul tells us to be of one spirit.
然后保罗告诉我们有一样的心思。
This is the most unusual phrase that Paul has chosen to use here because it really conveys the idea of having a soulmate.
这是保罗所选择的一个非常独特的词，因为它实际上表达了要有灵性伙伴的想法。
It's about being in harmony with one another.
这跟与其他人的和睦相处有关。
See, Christians will always disagree on some doctrine or lifestyle, but in the end, we should unite around Jesus.
我们作为基督徒，在一些信条和生活细节方面，总是有不同意见的时候，但是最终我们应该联合在耶稣周围。
There are two primary dangers in the Christian church, majoring on the minors and minoring on the majors.
在基督教的教会里有两个主要的危险，放大次要的事，缩小重要的事。
See, we need to be ensure that we're majoring on the major doctrines that center around God, Jesus, and salvation.
我们需要确信，我们把以神和耶稣以及耶稣的拯救为中心，这种教义放在最重要的位置上。
These are non-negotiables.
这些是不能妥协的。
On minors, we should have convictions, but they shouldn't be held onto so tight we break fellowship.
在次要的事情上呢，我们也应该确认，但是不应该过分认真，以至于关系破裂。
Those are things like drinking, smoking, or how you dress.
就像是比如说喝酒啊抽烟啊或者是如何穿戴啊这种事情。
You see, in the end, we need to remember that true unity isn't the absence of conflict, but a commitment to reconciliation.
所以我们看最终我们需要记得真正的合一或者是团结呀、啊、并不是不存在冲突而是致力于和解。
Getting back to the other points. Thirdly, we need to be of one mind or to be unified in purpose.
第三，我们需要有一样的意念，或是在同一个目标中联合。
When everything is said and done, that our one purpose is centered on making disciples of all nations as the Great Commission commands.
我们谈的和做的每件事唯一的目的都应该集中于使万邦万族成为主的门徒，就像主的大使命所告诉我们。
You see, even in the midst of unmet expectations, personal conflicts, and various other divisions, this common purpose that we share ought to compel us to stay unified.
即使没有达到预期的目标，即使存在着个人的冲突以及其他的各种分裂，我们追求的共同目标应该仍然能够使我们保持合一。
Now there are going to be hiccups and bumps along the way, but unity, being unified, remains paramount.
在这条路上可能有好些小问题，但是合一始终都是至关重要的。
W. Clement Stone once said, "There's little difference in people, but that little difference makes a big difference."
这个神学家克莱门特斯通他曾经说过这么一句话，说在人中间有小的差异，但是小差异产生大差异。
The little difference is attitude.
小差异是态度。
The big difference is whether it is positive or negative.
大差异是它是积极的还是消极的。
The only way you and I can have a consistently positive attitude is recognizing what Jesus has done for us.
你们和我能够有始终如一的态度的唯一的方法，始终如一积极的这个积极态度的唯一的方法是，我们都需要认识到耶稣在我们里面已经做成的那些事。
And the second response is followed up further in chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, where Paul calls us to put others first.
在腓立比书二章三到四节，保罗进一步写道：凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。保罗呼召我们进一步来学习以圣经的教导来彼此相待。
Paul writes, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others."
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要耽顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
The world tells us to look out for ourselves.
世界告诉我们的是为了自己的欲望去追求。
But as Christians, we're not told to be motivated by selfishness.
但作为基督徒，我们并不是被自私所驱使。
Now, most of us like to think of ourselves as unselfish creatures.
我们现在大多数人呢，都愿意把自己想成无私的受造物。
But if we're honest with ourselves, we know that we're not.
但是如果我们诚实地面对自己，就知道我们不是。
It's interesting, the word selfishness.Isn't found anywhere else in the New Testament.
其实，在新约圣经当中，没有任何地方能找到被翻译成自私的那个词。
However, Aristotle used it to describe the self-seeking pursuit of political office by unfair means.
这个实际是由古希腊的思想家亚里士多德用它来描述通过不公正的方式追求政治地位的情形。
It's the ugly self-promotion that steps on the necks of others to lift oneself up.
踩在别人的肩膀上抬高自己是丑恶的自吹自擂。
It's pride intent on advancing itself.
抬高自己出于骄傲的企图，有点像美国的选举。
It's kind of like the election in the States.
就像美国的总统选举一样。
At work, or even in church, we're also tempted to be selfish.
在工作或者是教会里面，我们也被自私所试探。
It's even easy to get caught up in our project and our ministry.
我们甚至很容易满足于自己的工作或者事工。
Yet the Bible is very clear that we're to serve others selflessly.
然而圣经清楚地告诉我们，我们应该无私地侍奉别人。
This strikes at the very core of our being.
这句话正好触及了我们人类有罪的本质。
It means that we're willing to forego our own comfort, our own preferences, our own schedule, and our own desires for another's benefit.
这么做意味着我们甘心情愿为了别人的利益，放弃我们自己的舒适，我们自己的喜好，我们自己的时间安排和我们自己的欲望。
So how do we overcome selfishness?
那我们怎么样才能战胜自私呢？
Seeing Christ's sacrifice for our benefit is a start.
可以从看基督为我们的益处而牺牲开始。
A more tangible picture is being a parent.
一个更加实际的图画是为人父母。
When we were growing up, my parents always said to us, "Everything we do for you kids."
当我成长的时候，我父母总是对我说。我们做的每一件事啊，都是为了你们好，孩子。
Good parents make sacrifices for their children.
好的父母为了他们的孩子做出牺牲。
Likewise, Christians look out for others.
就像基督徒为了其他人做出牺牲一样。
So let's look at what the world offers.
让我们看看世界给了我们什么。
Paul here uses the phrase vain conceit.
保罗使用了这么一个词叫虚浮的荣耀。
Picture a balloon filled with hot air, and you've got the right idea.
我们想一想，膨胀的热气球，你就明白了。
It may look beautiful and attractive, but in fact, it's empty.
可能外表看着漂亮，挺吸引人，实际上里面是空的。
One day, the glory of humanity will wither away like grass when God's glory is revealed to the earth.
有一天，人的荣耀会像草一样枯干，神的荣耀会显明在地上。
And on that day, the glory of man will be seen as vain and empty.
在那一天，人所有的荣耀都会被看作是没用的、虚空的。
And it's here that Paul moves from the negative to the positive.
这里，保罗的教导从消极转向了积极。
Instead of being consumed with self-promotion, he says, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves.
不是被自吹自擂所淹没，他说，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
So what is humility?
那么什么是谦卑？
It seems like a noble quality.
看着像一个高尚的品质。
It seems that most believers want it, but no one really knows what it means.
似乎大多数信徒都想要的，但是没人知道它真正意味着什么。
Humility means seeing yourself realistically as God sees you.
谦卑意味着现实地看待自己，就像神看你一样。
Not higher than you are, but not lower either.
不比你实际是谁更高，但是也不更低。
Humility doesn't mean you put yourself down, rather that you lift others up.
谦卑不意味着你贬低自己，但也不意味着抬高自己。
Humility isn't, it's not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less.
谦卑不是想你自己拥有的少，而是少想你自己。
As John the Baptist said, you know, the goal is this, that Jesus Christ increase, but we must decrease.
像施洗约说，谦卑目标是基督耶稣兴旺，而我们必须衰微。
It is pursuing Jesus and seeking to be Christ-like.
他的目的是帮助我们效法耶稣，并且追求更像耶稣。
You see, as we seek Christ and become like Him, humility will naturally and inevitably follow.
当我们效法基督并且像他的时候，谦卑就会自然而然的，并且也必然会出现。
See, Paul goes on to say, "Regard one another as more important than yourselves."
保罗接着说，个人看别人比自己强。
Paul Moody says, "Greatness is not measured by how many people are your servants, but how many people you serve."
保罗穆迪说，伟大并不是按照你有多少仆人来衡量，而是看你侍奉了多少人。
Now, seeing others as more important than yourself has nothing to do with gifting, skill, personality, or ministry responsibility. It has to do with the understanding the value, dignity, and worth of other believers.
看别人比自己强，跟恩赐、技能、个性或者事工的责任无关，与理解其他信徒被神重视的程度、他们的尊严和价值无关。
Whenever you look in the eyes of another believer, you see that brother or sister not as someone who is better, rather as someone you can serve. In other words, how can I be Jesus to them?
无论什么时候，你看到其他信徒的时候，特别是那些弟兄姐妹，看到他们，不应该想他们是不是比你更好的人，而是想你能侍奉谁？换句话说，对他们，我怎么能成为耶稣？
So Paul's final word here is especially important. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
所以保罗最后的话就特别重要，他说，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
My favorite word in this entire section is look, which means to pay careful attention to, look out for, to notice.
在整个全部这一节里，我最喜欢的字就是顾。顾的意思是特别在意，特别想得到，特别留心。我们需要特别留意我们周围的人和事儿。
We need to be alert as to what's going on around us. We need to look at our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, and if we see a need, we should respond. I do want to say a word of caution. Many Christians assume that we are to pursue the interests of others with all that is within us. I've heard many people say, and pastors are especially susceptible to this, but there's plenty of time for rest in heaven. However, I've seen how this can lead to the neglect of one's marriage, family, and personal walk with Christ. Sadly, this is done in the name of God and ministry. Paul is simply saying there's nothing wrong with looking out for your own personal interests, but we also need to care for others as opportunities arise. Many years ago, a basketball coach was asked, "Why has your team done so well? What is it about this team that has made them come as far as it has? Everybody wants to know about success." The coach said, "We have a motto on our team, and the motto is this: good people do for themselves, great people do for others."
教练回答说，我们队有个座右铭，什么呢？好人顾他们自己，杰出的人顾其他人。
Perhaps you're like me and you're not satisfied with being good. You want to be great.
可能你像我一样，不仅仅满足于做一个好人，你想还想做一个杰出的人。
This coach understood the truth that Paul is teaching here. Great people do for others.
这位教练懂得保罗这里教导的真理，杰出的人照顾其他人。
On the TV show Extreme Makeover Home Edition, whole communities would work together to provide a new home for a family in need. It was amazing to watch the cast and crew of the show as they would rally the town, the builders, and each other in order to complete the project within 7 days.
我们惊讶地看到那些演员集合了镇上所有的人，包括建筑商，在七天之内一起完成了这个项目。And
then when it came time to bring the family home, all the people got the chance to celebrate the accomplishment together.
然后呢，当把那个新家呀安置，把那个新的家庭安住住到新家的时候，所有参与建设的人都一起啊，有这个机会来庆祝成功。
Even viewers felt like they had a chance to participate in the celebration. Now imagine the excitement and joy we could experience as a community of believers if we banded together in the name of God to effect change in our homes, our city, province, nation, and world.
如果我们联合在一起，奉神的名去改变我们的家庭、城市、我们这个省、我们的国家，甚至世界，作为一个群体，我们会经历怎样激动和喜乐呢？
It would be remarkable to see what would happen if we all worked together for God's purpose.
如果我们为了神的目的一起去侍奉，就会让人都注意到发生什么了。
I believe we can and we should.
我们能够也应该这么做。
Jesus died to bring humanity to himself and to each other. All walls have been broken down just as the temple curtain was torn.
So
As a church family, we have differences.
教会作为一个家庭，我们跟世界不一样。
We come from different cultures and experiences.
我们来自于不同的文化，有不同的经历。
But what we have in common is Jesus, and on the foundation of our faith, we can and should move toward unity, glorifying God by loving and serving Him through loving and serving each other and our world.
但是我们共同拥有的是基督耶稣，并且以我们的信心为根基，我们能够也应该进入到合一里面，通过爱和侍奉神，并且通过爱和彼此的侍奉，一起来荣耀神。
Amen.
谢谢大家。